కస్టమర్లీ 10th చాప్టర్ ద విభూతి యోగ ఏ సమ్మరీ ఆఫ్ ది 10th చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ది ఫస్ట్ 18 శ్లోకాస్ ఆర్ జనరల్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ టు దిస్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ 18 శ్లోకాస్ కృష్ణ రిమైండ్స్ సమ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్స్ దట్ హీ హ్యాడ్ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ అండ్ ది మెయిన్ పాయింట్ ఇస్ దట్ లార్డ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ది జగత్ కారణం ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ది ఉపాదాన కారణం ఆస్పెక్ట్ నేమ్లీ ది మెటీరియల్ కాస్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ దట్ మీన్స్ లార్డ్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ది స్థూలం సృష్టి స్థితి లయ కారణం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ కారణం నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ యానిమేట్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ అప్ టు బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మాజీ ది క్రియేటర్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఆల్సో ది ఇన్యానిమేట్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ పెక్యులియర్లీ ది లార్డ్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ అవర్ మెంటల్ థాట్ మోడల్స్ యాజ్ ఆరిజినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆల్సో సో బుద్ధి జ్ఞానం అసమ్మోహ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ సో ఆల్ దిస్ క్షమ సత్యం ధమః శ్రమః ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ సో భవంతి భావాం భూతానాం మత్త ఏవ ప్రతి ఎర్లియర్ మెన్షన్ విచ్ యు ఆర్ టోల్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ భవంతి భావ భూతానాం మత్త ఏవ పృథగ్విదాః దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ద లార్డ్ సెట్ సో ఈవెన్ ది ఇంటర్నల్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్ are born out of the Lord only. So the external world of things and beings are also born out of the Lord. And since the Lord is the material cause, He alone is manifesting as all of these. Because the law is what? Upadana karanam alone appears as the effect, the karyam. Just as the gold alone appears as the ornament, wood alone appears as the chair, similarly, Lord alone is appearing as everything. Therefore, whatever glory is seen anywhere, they are all the glory of the Lord only. This was one main point given by the Lord in the introductory portion, within the first 18 verses. That is, Lord alone is the upadana karanam. He alone manifests as karyam, the effect. And therefore, whatever is the karya vibhuti, they belong to the karanam only. So, karya vibhutayaha karanasya bhavanti. Okay, which is the main point that is highlighted in this introduction. And the second point is, it's the glorification of this karma. So, that this Krishna is not known to anyone other than the Lord, because everyone is born later. This Lord is not known to anybody else. So, and they cannot know about the karana. That is the limitation of the karyam. It can never fully know the karana. So, the parent knows all about the children right from their pregnancy onwards. But the children can never completely know the parent. They know the parents only after their birth. What was the condition before, they do not know. If at all they know, it must be reported by the parents themselves to them. And therefore, the Lord said, Devas, Asuras, Rishis, they do not know. So, it is the rarest knowledge that Lord alone can give. Thus, He glorified the Krishna of the Saguna Ishvara. So, the Lord, when He says this thing, the Saguna Ishvara or Nirguna Ishvara. So, we are talking about only the Saguna Ishvara. We have not come to Nirguna Ishvara at all in this chapter. So, nobody knows the Saguna Mahima totally. So, that is the second point. Saguna Mahima means the Lord with all His characteristics and attributes. Glorification of this Krishna. And the third point is, we saw in the introduction, what will be the benefit of our Bhakta who appreciates Lord's glories, who sees everything as the Lord's glory only, Lord's vibhuti only, takes everything in life as Lord's blessing, who thinks of the Lord in and through everything, in every one of his experiences. For such a bhakta, what is the phalam? The Lord says, Nirguna Jnanam Eva Phalam. This is a very, very important shloka because firstly it makes it very clear that Saguna Bhakti is only a means and not an end in itself. Because if Lord says that Nirguna Jnanam is Phalam, then Saguna Bhakti is only a sadhana, a means, not an end. So Saguna Bhakti does not directly lead to moksha, however great the bhakta can be. So these are all important because various Puranic stories, they give misconceptions also. People talk about the bhakti of gopis, bhakti of Meera. There are so many stories, bhakti of Radha. And they all feel that by worshipping Saguna Ishwara, Saguna Krishna, they all attained moksha. But this particular shloka clarifies, by worshipping such a Lord, they did not get directly moksha. So it is all through Nirguna Jnanam only. So the Lord gave them Nirguna Jnanam, and through Nirguna Jnanam alone, they attained moksha. So this is the another important point that we have to. So bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. So that is the important point here. This also gives another very, very important consolation also for a bhakta. If a bhakta wonders whether I will get a proper guru, whether I will be able to understand the shastram properly, if such an anxiety, if at all there, it need not be there at all because the Lord takes the responsibility for the bhakta. He takes the responsibility. He provides a teacher, an ideal condition for gaining Nirguna Jnanam, not only the teacher, an ideal condition and everything. And inside, he provides the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. So the preparatory steps, the eligibility. From inside, he prepares the mind. From outside, he provides a teacher. So he helps every bhakta to gain Nirguna Jnanam, to gain moksha ultimately. So this is the third point it was highlighted. So first alone is main. Others are Ishwara's vibhuti, the glories. So the third point is what? Saguna Jnanasya Phalam, which is Nirguna Jnanam. Not directly, as we told, through getting a teacher and Guru Upadesha and also making all the preparations and etc. Incidentally, in this portion, he introduces two beautiful terminologies, that is yoga and vibhuti. Even though the idea has been discussed earlier, but these two words are new introduction here. Vibhuti is the manifestation itself and yoga is the power of manifestation. We made this distinction very clearly during our webinars. Vibhuti is gross. Yoga is subtle. Vibhuti is karyam or effect. And yoga is karanam. Vibhuti is part of the world. What is manifest in the world? Yoga is part of maya shakti. This also we introduced. So one belongs to jagat, the other belongs to maya. And when this much introduction is given, naturally Arjuna becomes curious to know about the vibhutis of Lord, about the glories of the Lord. And therefore he requests to the Lord to enumerate his glories, his vibhutis. And this was up to the 19th shloka. Incidentally, one more point also was given. When Arjuna requests, he mentions the purpose of knowing the vibhuti. What is the purpose of knowing the vibhuti? If he knows, he can take any vibhuti as an alambanam, as a symbol to meditate upon the Vishwarupam of the Lord. That is the most important purpose of vibhuti yoga. It's not just mere an information. So the Himalaya also can become an alambanam. Himalaya, a huge mountain, can also become an alambanam for worship of the Lord. Alambanam means symbol. We have already seen that here. Ashwatha tree, Ganga, Kailash, etc. They all can be taken as symbols of Lord to meditate upon. In fact, they are all worshipped even now by people. They all worship it even now. The very Kailash mountain is worshipped. There is no temple or pujari in Kailash. The very temple itself is worshipped. Now, Krishna begins the enumeration from the 19th shloka onwards up to the 40th shloka of this chapter. He enumerates various things, not only belonging to this world, but also to the heavenly worlds, celestial worlds. By talking about the rishis, the sages, Kamadenu, Airavatam, Uchaisharavasas, so all these things he talks about in the celestial, in the divine worlds also. And the beginning and the final vibhuti that gives alone, he gives alone, that is unique. The first glory that he gives is what? The very chit, the very atma, the very consciousness in everyone. Because this is not the manifestation of apara prakriti. You must remember the terms apara prakriti and para prakriti, which we saw earlier. But that of the para prakriti of the seventh chapter that we saw earlier. So the chit, if the manifestation of the is the manifestation of the highest nature of the Lord, whereas all others, like even Airavata, Uchaisharavas, Ganga, all those things, they are all manifestation of the apara prakriti, the lower nature of the Lord. So the best is only chit, but for majority of people it is very, very difficult, because chit is not available for objectification. Chit, the awareness, is not available for objectification. For example, Himalayas can be objectified. You can draw a picture. No, you can show a picture. All those can be done. How will you draw about Chaitanyam? You cannot draw any picture of Chaitanyam for anybody to objectify. And having enumerated the glories of apara prakriti, Krishna then concludes the list of vibhutis by indicating the sat at the end. The existence principle, where he said, Bijammam sarvabhutanam viddipartha sanatanam. That's what he said. I am the very seed who gives satta. Satta means the existence. All these terms we saw already to everyone. He is the one who gives existence to everyone. So starting from chit, he concludes with sat. That's what he does. So chit and sat are the manifestations of para prakriti, and all the intermediate things are manifestation of the apara prakriti. That is what we should understand from this chapter. The very chit, he starts the glory chit and concludes the sat, they both are the manifest, they are the para prakriti nature, and all others are the apara prakriti. And then Krishna said that these are only a brief list of his glories. Really speaking, there is no end to his glory. As I mentioned, our ability to glorify the Lord also is his glory only. And then in the 41st shloka, he gives a very general guideline to increase the list. If one is not happy with Krishna's list, he has given already some list. If one is not happy with his list, the guideline is anything glorious, powerful, rich in the creation is Lord's glory only. And that is why for every person, even his own parents can become a symbol of worship. Because the best that the child knows first is the parents. A symbol of sacrifice, who constantly loves and feeds and live for the sake of the child. So the parents themselves are the first the symbol of worship. So the best one that a child knows is the parents. We don't know later actually. That is a problem. So that is the difference. But if you look back, the unconditional love and sacrifice, the concern they showed us. So Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava. So there, all these things are later. So there afterwards, Surya, Chandra, they are also the glorification of the Lord. They can use them as again symbols. And then Krishna concluded the Vibhuti Yoga by reversing the whole thing. Till now he had said, I am manifest in every glorious object. That's what he said till now. But now in the final shloka, Krishna says, in fact, all glorious objects are in me. First he said, I am manifest in all glorious objects. But finally he concludes, all glorious objects are in me. I am in them is the first expression. They are in me is the final expression, the real expression. First I say, Karanam is in Karyam. Finally I say, all Karyams are in Karanam. water is not in wave, wave is in water. This becomes the seed for Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, the next chapter. Because in Vibhuti Yoga, we see the Samashti Investi, the total Investi. You see the total in an individual object. A simple flower is enough. You imagine the glory of the Lord in a simple flower. That's enough. So, Vesti becomes Alambanam. The individual becomes the Alambanam in which one meditates upon the total, the Samashti. But in the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, you see the Samashti in which all Vestis are existing. You see the total in which all individual things are existing for that vision. The vision of Vesti in Samashti. Vision of the individual in the total. The seed is the last shloka. And what is that? I alone sustain the whole creation with a small part of mine. Ekamshena vistarasya aham atitaha. So, that's what he says. And we require both visions. Because as we said, when I take vibhuti, when I see the samashti in Vesti, I am choosing the glorious ones in the creation. So, my vision is still not whole. Because I am taking only the wonderful aspects in creation. I want to see the Lord in all the wonderful aspects. But I am not training myself to see the so-called dirty things also. The opposite things, the negative things, I do not include in my list generally. So, among the rivers, I take Ganga, but I do not take the local whatever things we have. If you take in Madras, Swamiji gives the example of the Kuvam River. I don't include that. I only include Ganga River. So, it looks as though the Lord is not there. And as long as you do not see Lord in the negative things also, Lord will continue to be limited only. That is the most important things. A relative one. Good, beautiful, etc. Alone are Lord. If you think, and the not ugly, the bad things, they are not Lord. So, Vibhuti Yoga, we only take predominantly the beautiful Srimat, Urjitam, Vibhuti Mat, alone all those things we take. It is good, but it is not complete. So, it is good in the sense what? It purifies the mind. It removes arrogance. All those things are true. When I have a glory, I don't claim it as my glory. I attribute that glory to whom? To the Lord. So, it gives me humbleness, humility. When everyone praises me for one glory or the other, I am not going to be arrogant. Because I know they are all the glories of the Lord. I only think that it is Lord's glory manifesting through this instrument. That's what I will understand. And also, this will remove jealousy from the mind. When I see another person superior to me, why this jealousy comes? I isolate myself from the other person. That's how it comes. But now there is no scope for that at all. His glory also is Lord's glory only. As I can think that my glory is Lord's glory, the other person's glory also is Lord's glory only. So, I appreciate Lord's glory through the other person also. So, where is the question of jealousy? As everything is Lord's glory. So, it is very useful to avoid arrogance, avoid jealousy, competition, hatred, all those things and make a person humble. It is a sharing of Lord's glory only. I share as much as I share, the other person also is entitled to share the Lord's glory. With this, the chapter Vibhuti Yoga.